Hello, yes. And welcome to GayVCD.
Today, and it's Valentine's Day.
Which means this is going to be the shortest episode of GayVCD ever.
Have you ever celebrated Valentine's Day? I mean,
wait, let me tell you why it's going to be the shortest episode of Valentine's Day ever. Because I listen to our own episodes and I don't know about you. You come across as a little optimistic.
I am.
You have a zestful life.
Yeah.
A sunny disposition.
As of now.
But I don't. I come across, I listen to myself talk and I'm like, Farhad, you're such a closed-minded, cornered, jaded, burnt-out individual who has no hope of finding anything real. So that is our Valentine's Day episode. We'll see you next week. Because I don't know what to say. Unless the Cupid is a cute twink who's and it's Timothée Chalamet.
Oh my God.
Who I saw in Little Women yesterday. He's so cute.
He's adorable. Yeah.
I was squealing like a girl in the theater. He's so cute.
Yeah.
It's a Timothée Chalamet should be like, so it should be LGBTQIA. T plus, and T is just Timothée Chalamet, a sexuality of its own.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
He's stunning. And you know, he's one of those guys who's cut through. Even my friends who are not into twinks, right?
Yeah,
they're into
yeah,
heavy
yeah.
daddy bears.
Yeah.
Even they find him beautiful. Hmm. So, you know, he's cut through like everything.
Yeah, true.
He's that pretty.
Yep. Ugh. Coming to Valentine's Day.
Yuck.
Have you ever had anything but disdain for the day?
You know, honestly, it's not even other things that at least I used to partake in as a younger person, and now, like Holi or whatever, Diwali, all these things, right? These days. Mm. I know I'm comparing Valentine's Day to Holi.
Yeah.
But it's just when I was
Bajrang
a kid.
Dala ke marega. Like,
no,
what
it was
the
just,
fuck?
When I was a kid, like, I would one night before balloon bharo, pani bharke, next day Holi. I would get that kind of level of excitement. But now when it's Holi and I see people playing Holi, and I'm like.
valid prep question. I mean, who
As
knows
in, but can I, yeah, okay, if you say it like that, I used to think that, and I still believe, pre-Bombay, before I moved to Bombay, I used to find, when I was growing up in Pune, I thought Holi was the horniest day of the year for
really?
me, because it was just that
it was
one
so
day
cold on that day.
Yeah, but
like,
that's
I
the thing
never...
right, that's the one day where all your friends' t-shirts are wet.
No, and but like it's cold
know,
and literally people are throwing water on
you. Boys, t-shirts tearing.
Oh,
and like, I don't know, there was something about it that used to make me very horny. Like, I remember going back home to wash off and all of that. First of all, I'm Parsi, so it's a horrible... Any festivities, Indian festivities, are looked down upon by the Parsi community. Let me say that. My parents were like, you're so dirty. This is dirty. Don't get into the house. Do not play Diwali. It's fire. Fire is... We worship fire. It's terrible. Diwali is terrible. Santa Claus doesn't exist. So, I feel like that. So, everything I was excited about as a younger person, now I'm not.
Mm.
But Valentine's Day, to pehle se only, I was like, this is a very stupid thing. It's the pressure. Back then, I had girlfriends.
Yeah.
There was pressure to like do sweet things. Mm. And I am the last person to do sweet things.
No, for me, the reason Valentine's Day... I'm not really a big believer in this one day, but I'm not dark about it. I'm not like disdainful about it, because it stems from a very practicality issue. So when I started like my first relationship and all of that, like first relationship worth a Valentine's Day, for those 7 years, it was a long distance relationship.
Mm.
And in a long distance relationship, what are you going to do on a Valentine's Day, man? Like, you know, just like, I remember
what I do now without the relationship.
No, I genuinely remember there was this one year we were so excited because we had phone sex, and I was like, oh my God, it's like everything's changed. And then next day we were like, fuck this day, man. Like, it's like, unless we meet each other on this day and like make a date out of it, it really is really overhyped. And after that, I kind of had this block against the day, because I was like,
I feel
what's
like
the big deal?
There are holidays that are on the nose commercial.
Yeah.
And Valentine's Day is one of those. You know what I mean?
Now, here's the thing. If you're in a relationship, sure, it's nice to kind of do something on that day. But if you're not, if you're not like there yet, like in a relationship sort of a space, if you do something on that day, it just sends out really untoward signals.
This is like so, in the office where Ryan the temp has sex with Kelly on Feb 30th.
Yes, yes.
He's like, oh shit, I had sex with her on Feb 30th.
That's the thing. So throughout after that, most of my experiences have been to kind of put it on the back burner so that no false alarms go off. And and the one time it actually was a pleasant surprise was one of my exes, he was staying in Bangalore, and we were just randomly chatting about Valentine's Day, and both of us were just very, very blah about it.
Yeah.
And then on Valentine's Day, I remember we went out, a couple of us from work, we went out for dinner and it was amazing. And suddenly he showed up there. So he had basically, here's the thing. Okay. He had planned, he had sort of spoken to them and they sort of made sure that we all went to my favorite place where we were just chilling on Valentine's Day. And then he showed up as a surprise. So that was really, really sweet. Really cute.
It's the gesture.
And so that was really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, after that, I remember on Valentine's Day, I remember again taking someone out for a date. Like we went, like he bought me gifts and I paid for the dinner.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
Yeah.
But I never felt pressure.
I was just gonna talk about the pressure of it. I've never felt the pressure.
Yeah.
Today, for some odd reason, I'm feeling this inane. And obviously, because I'm not going to go get a relationship today, but I want to get dick today. I want to choke on dick. I want to get fucked by dick. I want to fuck a whole. Sorry, I'm saying it like that. But like, I'm going to digress a bit. Can I tell you one of the most lewd but horniest but poetic but terrible messages anyone has sent me on Instagram? This boy, he was like trying to talk to me, and he's Hindi, and I'm like, I'm trying to humor him a little, and we were sexting, and I'm saying my stuff in English, he's saying it in Hindi, which is fine, I'm totally okay with that kind of shit. And then you know how he ended it? He's like, मुझे पूरा दिन इतना ठोको कि हर छेद से आपका ही मलाई टपके.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my
मुझे
God.
पूरा दिन इतना चोदो कि हर छेद से आपका ही मलाई टपके. And the thing is, I found that so beautiful. I thought, क्या lovely बोला ये, कितना poetic. It's like Rumi 2020. Rumi core, not Rupi core.
Oh God.
Rumi core 2020.
मलाई टपके.
हर छेद से आपका ही मलाई टपके. Say it like that. And I can't even get angry with him because I can't be like, gee. Because I was like, wow, that is fucking hot. This guy wants my jizz in every orifice of his body. And I feel like that guy today. I feel like that guy because, like, it's Valentine's Day. You know how New Year's, you feel the pressure. You don't want to do anything. You just actually just want to chill, but you feel the pressure to do something, especially on the day if you don't have plans. Birthday. Yeah. That happens.
I used to have the pressure. Like, I used to feel like having sex on 31st. Like, genuinely, I used to feel like it was almost like a checkbox.
Okay,
for me.
Like, a start a new year with a new.
Yeah, like with a fuck.
With
like
an empty tank.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it used to be like a conquest for me. And then I was like, fuck that shit. Like, are you kidding me?
I'm feeling like that today. I spent, and that's the thing, I had the day off. I was at home. I'm, for all my listeners today, I don't know, I feel like I'll be borderline hypersexual, but I'm a chronic edger. I edge a lot. So I spend the whole day edging today, just talking to assorted boys, hoping that
for
I get some.
For the uninitiated, explain what edging is.
Oh my God. Okay. Edging is, and I feel, no, I genuinely feel everybody should edge at some point.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Edging is you attempting to jerk off, but the moment you're about to jizz, you hold
stop.
Back. You stop. You don't come.
And you
let it subside.
Up.
You let it subside. And
then
you
start again.
Go again. It's there's no rule about how many times you can do that in a day. There's no rule how many times in a week you can do that. But the agenda is, what I do is usually I set like, okay, 8 days. I'm going to go 8 days. I'm not going to this. And then on the eighth day, when you finally do come, it's like...
insane. Like you fall asleep
your,
after that.
Your legs shiver. Knees fucking quake. Your balls are like... like, you know...
I describe it as... fall asleep after come.
So today the whole day, I don't know why I've had this pressure, like it's Valentine's Day, so I should get laid. I don't know how that's logical. But the whole, and I've been edging for the past 4 days actually. So today I hope that Tinder or Grindr comes through, because I do have options.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I feel like I don't want to do it with someone who I know, because it's Valentine's Day. Does that make sense?
That's someone
new. It should be a new person.
Hey, sad is that, right? We have to kind of tiptoe.
Like it's not even tiptoe. It's like Catherine Zeta-Jones in Entanglement. Where she has to steal that thing through a room full of laser beams.
Yeah.
You have to like bend and slide.
And all of this is in our heads, by the way. Yeah. Just like we think, oh my God, we'll give the wrong signal.
Oh my God.
Like this morning, there's this a guy that we've been hanging out a lot and you know, on and off sex and going out, blah blah blah. And we ate each other out a lot a couple of days back. And this morning has such a sweet message. He just sends me happy Valentine's Day, and here's your meal. And it was not his photo, but it was a really cute gif of like,
and
you know,
ribbing. Twitching.
Yeah.
Wow, how did I guess that?
No, it was like an animated, beautiful, not like pornographic.
Okay.
So it was all very artsy and funny and like cute. And I was like, oh my God, that's amazing.
Today I'm playing all my bottoms and I'm playing my tops. I'm open season today. Like I usually would just, because I've been topping so much this year. But today I even sent all my tops a message. I was like, hey, first of all, I can't believe it. People have been messaging me today, happy Valentine's Day. What do you say? Happy Valentine's Day to you too? Is that what other...
I wouldn't know that.
I just said thanks, moi. Like, okay. But I don't know, because I'm so horny, I said something like, haha, where's my gift? And all my tops would send me a dick pic. And if someone asked me, where's my, are we meeting or whatever, I'd just send a picture of this. I have this beautiful picture of an
rosebud.
Of an anus just twitching like that. It's beautiful. Yeah. Like today, Neil deGrasse Tyson tweeted that no scientist knows what happened before the Big Bang Theory. And I guarantee you, it was just an anus twitching. And then boom, Big Bang.
Yeah, well...
I'm in a weird mood today.
Shit. I can't put a finger on it.
Okay, twitching. Yeah.
Do you think it's important though in relationships to celebrate the day?
Yeah, I guess. I have this, again, since I had an office reference a while ago, I still love what Jim and Pam used to do for each other, right? And like any other day, you know how they, on Mother's Day, it's not the only day you show your mother love. It's a nice day. I feel like if, in today's times, if it's even just a reminder that, hey, today's one day I'd like to have dinner with you or watch a movie with you, even something as simple as that, I guess on that level, I am chill with Valentine's Day.
See, here's the thing. My rationale always is, and this is the reason why I keep kind of circling back to how I've changed over the years. We all look for occasions to kind of just be nice and do something special. And this is like an occasion, right, standing right in front of you. We look for like a Friday to go out with someone we like. We look for a weekend to kind of do something special. And it was just like staring at you in right in your face.
Theek
hai yaar, big fucking deal. Like, you know, it doesn't mean that much. But I think it kind of sets the tone for what else, you know, like it's almost like you can build up to this like pinnacle of sorts, which what I don't get is the negativity around it, like not the negativity, it's the wrong word. What I don't get is the pressure that comes with it, in the sense
to do something
to have someone to not go out if you're not with someone you're sort of dating. Those are things that I think we need to be a little more sort of conscious about, because again, that's just a cause of anxiety. Mm. Like, I don't know why.
I get it.
Why it would...
You know, I'm starting to, again, I don't want to jump on the meta train, but do you know Alok Ved Menon?
Yeah.
Yeah? I think he said one of the most beautiful things. I remember, and he's one of those people on Instagram whose captions I feel should be in a book somewhere. And I remember he spoke once about how, why do we have to live in a world where romance is not, like a friendship between two people, why is that not considered romance? Why is it that only when you are a certain level of something
sex.
With
like
someone...
Like, why is...
No,
why is
no, not just sex, but like, you know... No,
as in, how do you... Like, you define a relationship after...
I've actually pulled it up. I'm gonna read a little bit of it, if that's okay. So, Alok Ved Menon, whoever doesn't follow him must follow him. I feel like he's on the frontier of the movement of the LGBT. I love everything he has to say. And I love what he wrote. This is what he said. I want a world where friendship is appreciated as a form of romance. I want a world where... When people ask if we are seeing anyone, we can list the names of all our best friends and no one will bat an eyelid. I want monuments and holidays and certificates and ceremonies to commemorate friendships. I want a world that doesn't require us to be in a sexual romantic partnership to be seen as mature, let alone complete. There's more to this, but like, I just feel like that's...
But doesn't the world, don't we recognize friendships?
We recognize friendships, but sometimes that's all they get looked at as friendships. Today, I think about it like my most fulfilling, satisfying, non-sexual relationship is with my best friend. I don't feel like it's a relationship because I can...
Of course it is.
I virtually spend my, all
my
time with
this.
No.
Is that something new? It's, I mean, of course it is.
No, what I'm trying to say is... let me see how I can phrase this right. But basically, my best friend, Mikhail, a lot of times I just find myself thinking that, wow, everything I want in a relationship, I have with Mikhail. In a lot of ways, I feel like everything that... I don't know, I don't want to talk for him. But I feel like he also is... We complete each other in that sense. He gets me, I get him. We spend a lot of times. We go out for dinners. We watch movies.
Yeah.
We have a full-fledged relationship. But if I had to say it, I'd call it a friendship. But I don't want to belittle it by just calling it a friendship. You know what I mean?
Why is it
because
belittling it? Why is friendship belittling?
I feel it's beyond that. I love him as a lover.
Why is friendship not that?
I don't know.
Like, for me, friendship is that. Like, okay. All my best friends.
Yeah, but today I can't be like, hey, Mickey, it's Valentine's Day. You'd not do anything for me. I don't want to put that sort of
but
twist
again,
on it.
The, see, Valentine's Day is for, like, Valentine's.
Yeah.
Like, where people are really... And again, I feel like there is a filter of, you know, eating each other's vaginas and asses that's sort of there. Like, there is a sexual sort of... attraction that kind of is a filter. Otherwise,
that
how
differentiates
do you,
a friendship from a relationship. Yeah,
again, a relation. Every relationship is a relationship, right?
What I'm trying to say is
you and I are in a relationship because
exactly. But see, I'll take another
stab at it. Partnership. Let's call it a partnership.
I'd say sometimes I see my friendship with my best friend as a marriage. I really do see it as a marriage because. It is for me. Like, I just love him that much. Like,
sure.
And it's not, I don't know how I'm trying to say this. I don't see it as a, oh, he's my best friend. You know, I don't see it like that. I genuinely feel this is a person I can spend the rest of my life with that I will not have all these things that come with a relationship, like jealousy.
But here's the thing, where I differ from you is I don't put best friend or friendship on a lower pedestal. I, in fact, put marriage on a lower pedestal.
Sure, I do.
When I, my two or three best friends, we've been in each other's lives for a while and it goes way deeper with them than any sexual relationship that kind of blossoms into a romantic relationship. sort of will transform into. Mm. And that's a fact. That's a fact I know, and I will always know. Mm-hmm. Which is why I don't put that on a lower pedestal.
Okay.
And this day is, I guess, for the romantic relationships.
Sure. Let them have it.
Yeah.
God, in fact, today so many...
Big fucking deal.
I get it, right? Again, when you're online, you get two sides of it. The people who hate this day.
Yeah.
The people who love this day.
About
like,
it.
Oh my God, boo-boo, yeah. You changed my life the day you came in.
Yeah.
Like all these mini Oscar speeches, Instagram posts kind of thing. But I also got so many... Like chatting with all these boys on Grindr and Tinder and all of that. So many boys are actually sad that they don't have someone.
Yeah.
Today.
That, and I think that's again.
Made me sad again.
Like, sad.
Yeah, it made me feel sad that they think that.
You need someone.
This day is an important day. It's exactly. See, again.
I love what Alok says about. Why should you need someone to complete you?
Mm.
This idea that you need someone. On especially on this day to kind of validate you or complete you is absolute hogwash.
Mm.
And I think that's one of the things that I don't know if our generation was a little more, I don't know, maybe cynical about it. Mm. But the current 21 to 25 year olds, they're serious about this day. They're serious about partnership. They're serious about partnership and romantic relationships from
I feel
very
like they're living
early
in entirely
on.
Different worlds. I see it the other way around. I feel like because this was a day back then, I don't know. I felt like college and all, it used to be a huge deal. All your rose day and
no,
Valentine's
sure, but
day,
it wasn't.
And like everybody dresses up, and then if you wear a certain color and the girl wears a certain
I've
color.
I've grown up in a very different, very different world. Then.
I don't know. And now I feel like everybody's a little. Now it's just that, again, even today, what I was getting at is when there are certain boys who are like, ugh, alone on Valentine's Day kind of vibe. I'm like, fuck, what are you having for dinner? Plan that. Have a great day with yourself. What's your thing? Okay, I'm not saying this in a self-love, self-this kind of a way. Just like, it's amazing.
Like,
you have the entire day to yourself. You don't have this pressure of, I have to gift something, I have to do something. And that's the thing. Again, I don't want to make this a... But this is, I feel, in the top three most commercial... Holidays
of
that everything about it just makes you feel like this was invented to make money so companies could make money off it. You know, cards and chocolates and like that kind of shit, you know. And Santa Claus was made by Coca-Cola. Do you know that?
No.
Okay. Just sometimes Google that. Santa Claus, Coca-Cola.
Interesting.
It's not a biblical thing. Santa Claus just came along with Coca-Cola.
Saint Nicholas.
Huh.
That's where it stems from.
Valentine's Day. No, Saint Valentine
is
Saint
But okay. But there's a... Anyway, we'll get to that later. The Christmas.
That.
We'll do it for Christmas. We'll talk about Christmas later. But...
we shouldn't give the Christians any time on a LGBTQ plus show.
I take that back. And I apologize on behalf of...
Okay, bye. I was just going to say, it's a religion based on guilt tripping us and everything.
Well, there are a lot of amazing churches that are being very, very...
progressive.
Very progressive, very inclusive.
True.
So, yeah.
Sweet. Shout out to progressive churches.
Yeah.
But...
but what would you do for a Valentine's Day? So, today, if you had to...
Today, I bought...
If you had to...
Instead of buying thoda prawns, I bought
lots of prawns.
Adha kilo prawns, okay, for a great deal. I bought do bada surmai, okay, and I'm going to, once I leave here,
and this is your by the numbers Valentine's Day.
This is actually any day. If you see my Instagram stories, this sounds like every other day.
Exactly.
Because I just I woke up today. I'm like, I have the day off. I have a terrible throat infection going on. So, like, my throat is hurting a lot. So, I woke up. I've not been working the past 2-3 days. So, I woke up and I was like, what do I want to do today? And then my brain through these two pictures, like Plato's allegory of the cave happens in my mind, and two pictures pop up, prawn biryani and fried fish. So I bought prawns and I bought surmai, and that's my plan. Like, I will be very happy if I, though I've lived the entire day edging on the edge of glory, and I will attain that, and I will sleep very happy. But, okay, you know what? Enough of my whole cynicism. This, I do hope that I have someone in the future to like celebrate this with. Not on Valentine's Day. But that's
what,
Day.
Define it. What would you do? What would you do on this day?
I would go a little out of my way to let, I would, see, my thing is,
in tangible terms, not like, you know, oh, you mean a lot.
No.
Like, what would you, my thing is,
my thing is, as much as I hate surprises, I like to believe I'm a great surpriser. I love to go out of the way and take little things that mean something to someone.
Fuck, we should never date each other.
Why?
Because I hate getting surprises.
No,
I'll give you
an example.
I like knowing when my, like, what's happening for my surprise party.
Okay, I'll give you an example.
One of those guys.
No, I'll tell you what. I'll give you an example. One of my friends, we both are big, like, movie buffs. Mm. Like, we our friendship, the foundation is our love for the kind of movies that only we both love, and we know other people won't get it. So our love stems from that. And his birthday is coming up, and I've been like driving myself crazy. Like, what do I give? Because he's literally, first of all, I'm a terrible gifter. I'm a terrible this. But I do like to do something thoughtful. And what I thought was, I'm going to round up all my friends. And you seen Be Kind Rewind?
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I want to make three short version films, okay, of this guy's favorite three movies, okay, with me as the lead. There's a villain, there's all of that, but I just want to do a very low budget, three films, fucking no money spent, one DSLR camera, just like tacky, because the tacky is also cute, you know what I mean? So I'm not sure if I got your question right, but that's the kind of thing I would do.
What would you do for someone? Like, is it, let's say there is Timothy Chalamet. What would you do?
I would eat his cum infused peach from Call Me By Your Name.
But that's what you would do any day. But what would you do on Valentine's Day?
Every hour. What would I do on Valentine's Day? Wow, you're grueling me on this, yeah? What would I do on Valentine's Day? I don't know. I'd go out of my, if I had a partner or a lover.
You're being very like, you know,
I'm trying
like,
to understand your question. What would I do on Valentine's
Actually,
Day?
Actually, like, set a plan. What is
but
the plan?
But in the event of me having a lover, is what you're asking me.
Yeah.
I would go out of my way and surprise this person in the least, in the smallest way possible. And in a way, they are not expecting it at all. That's what
I wanted something like more.
Bhai, isko kya chahiye?
Like a concrete plan, that's what. But anyway.
So, I'd take him for dinner and we'd go for what?
No, but like,
I'd buy him.
There must be something that you maybe cook really well. And
but that, you, that's the thing, no? The thing about being in love with me is you'll get all those things every day.
Anyway, that's an example. So moving on to a question
me
that
and
clearly
Chalitra
he doesn't
never
want
to date.
Yeah.
In fact, let's just break up right now before we even date Shunetro. We are going to go into a break. And we'll shortly see you on the other side of this.
Yep.
Valentine's Day. Bye.
And we are back.
We're back.
Talking about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
No.
Valentine's Day.
No.
You know what I'm singing?
Yes.
I know our listeners, not a single.
Yeah, no one, not too many people will know this.
Okay, so
what about Valentine's Day movies? Have you?
Okay, rom-coms.
No, as in specifically Valentine's Day movies. Like, which were released for Valentine's Day. Movies? I'll
tell you what. I've been for a couple of dates which were movies. And obviously because it's a date, you want to keep it light. You don't want to take them for Too Fast, Too Furious on a date. Or like Transformers. You know what I mean? You want to take them to like...
I've watched Beowulf on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love Beowulf.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. I jerked off to Angelina Jolie so much that time.
It was...
She was stunning.
Horrible adaptation.
I loved it.
It is a horrible adaptation. It's a beautiful, beautifully.
Yeah.
Have you you've read the poem?
No.
That's
no,
it's a horrible adaptation.
I don't know. You tell me,
it's
John Malkovich.
It's a very nicely done. John Malkovich?
Yeah, he plays the little deformed child of Angelina Jolie.
Whatever. I didn't know that. I knew...
Hey, Beowulf. Huh. Come here, Beowulf. Can I tell you something weird? I saw that movie and I kept doing that Angelina Jolie voice. And one day I was in a urinal. And I don't know, I'm doing these things sometimes. If you know me as a person, I just start talking to myself all the time. So I'm taking a piss and I start going, hey, Beowulf. And this guy beside me is just looking at me like, what's wrong with this dude? I just said, hey, Beowulf.
No, but this film, the visual design of it was
stunning.
Stunning. And I actually checked this.
Where he has to get in the dragon's heart.
Heart,
and
yeah.
Like, so pretty.
Yeah, Neil Gaiman. But anyway, moving on from non-Valentine's Day stuff to Valentine's Day movies. I'm just trying to think. There's Valentine's Day.
Obviously. Okay.
Which is a shit show.
What's a good Valentine's Day movie? I'll tell you on both sides, okay? One is the Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, Before Midnight series.
Yeah.
I felt like I've been on dates and there's something magical to watch that with a person you've just met, because the movie is about And it's like what's the word? But like, it's a cross dissection of love in a way, because they meet over 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Every time 10 years and 15 years. So I love that it's like it's the anatomy of love, you know?
How have you watched change. Once?
I have. But
I know it kind of... Like, it's kind of melancholic,
the moment
but I watched Once on a Date, like, and that was just beautiful. It's, again, it's very similar to the Before Sunrise, Before Sunset, but I love the fact, and every single song is just
for me, you've lost
beautiful.
Me. If there's a song in the movie, I'm like,
are you serious?
Except Chicago, I'm out. And My Fair Lady.
And I mean, Chicago is amazing, but Once has... some of the most beautiful... It has one of the most beautiful soundtracks ever.
Mm.
Ever. And I think that's one of the reasons why I remember. This is way back when I was in... like I think it was in college.
Yeah.
And
I think the most beautiful date movie I saw, or I would call it a great movie to just watch with someone you've... like a Valentine, is Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Because it's a movie entirely about a breakup.
Yeah.
And I saw it on a date... and I was questioning if this is a good movie to go to on the first, when you're trying to make an impression with someone and this person's coming along with you. We had a lovely time. The movie was so deep. And again, this was one of those. I saw it last year, by the way, because they keep screening it. The movie came out like fucking decade.
2007.
A decade ago.
12 years back.
But they screen it in Bombay sometimes, and I was like, this boy I was into, I was like, hey, do you want to go check out Eternal Sunshine? He's like, I've never seen it. I was like, done. We go for it, and it was such a sweet, deep movie, because again, I like that it's about falling in love, but the entire movie is about forgetting the person that you fell in love with. It's like all of it, you know.
I actually you've seen Weekend, obviously.
Yep.
Weekend is one of my favorite Valentine's Day date sort of movies, because there's so much intensity, and also I watched it with people who I'm meeting for like the second or third time, and it just is, it leads to amazing sex.
I'll tell you a unique thing I've done. Do you know what it's not what it sounds like at all, and I got this from a very controversial now stand-up comedian called Louis C.K. I got this idea from him. Basically, he does something called Bang Bang. Do you know what a Bang Bang is? Basically, in his show Louis, he and his brother once a week do a thing called Bang Bang, where the entire day they eat at different restaurants. The whole day. They don't go to one place just for lunch or dinner. They go to an Indian joint, they eat starters there, then they go to an Italian joint.
Oh my God, I would something. Do that.
And I'll tell you what, I love doing that, because I've done these bang bang dates. And I love it, because what happens is I feel like I'm in my best elements when I'm at a place where I eat often.
Yeah.
I feel the person is in their best elements when they eat at a restaurant they visit often. So suddenly you have this one night where you go to a place where you are you, and then you go to this place. And how I feel I made it interesting is dessert is something we decide together. That we can get wherever. We decide upon together just to see compatibility.
Yeah.
You know, if he says Mangini's, then sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we do this whole, I go one night, I've done this a couple of times, and it's, I've had a great time.
Yeah, that's a very good idea.
Yeah,
like I just, would. So I've done this on,
and then if a person seen me 4-5 times in one night, they already know who they're getting into.
So I've done this whenever I travel, whenever I've traveled abroad, and you know, if I met someone there, it's like, and there are some times when I've done this with like someone who is traveling also at the same time. So it's like uncharted territories. You bring your knowledge, I'll bring my knowledge, and then we'll discover
stick our knowledges in each other.
We'll discover this place together in ways we couldn't have imagined.
Sweet.
And I think that's that there's some there's this before
but doesn't
sunrise
that seem
kind
like
of
such a distant thing now. Today if I want a before sunrise,
like,
before sunset,
not
type
in your resident city. You can't do that in your resident city. You have to be traveling somewhere to do that. Like, of course it
no,
is.
No, I don't want a literal before sunrise, before sunset. I'm just saying, coming across a person who you have that sort of camera, instant camaraderie with, I'm focusing on that. Fuck the movie. But those are so tough to come by.
I mean, oh, that's
we just
what
did all Valentine's movies and dinners, and now we are back to, at least I am. Like,
yeah, but that's what fuck buddies are.
It all
are,
seems
right?
so idealistic and like.
But
no.
Literally, my fuck buddies are that. Like, we've gone out, like, we've gone and had dinner.
Okay.
And enjoyed dinner. We've gone out for movies and enjoyed movies. Someone's come over to my place and I've cooked a dinner, and like, you know, they've brought dessert, like, which they have cooked at their house, and isn't that amazing? Like, I love that.
It's cute.
Yeah. It, yeah.
This is like, for people who are listening, I recently asked Shinendra, a lovely, he dresses like top notch, right? So I recently bought shoes on Amazon for 300 rupees, and I showed them to Shinendra, and I was like, Shinendra, what do you think about my shoes? And he said,
after a pregnant pause,
comfortable. They look comfortable. So this is like one of those situations.
Yeah, it's
and
cute.
I'm like, it's cute. Okay, it's nice.
But what more would you want? Matlab, aur kya chahiye yaar? Like, in today's day and age, what else do you want?
I just want some fucking dick when I want it. That's the, because here's the deal. Today, I was chatting with someone. I actually just wanted to cuddle today. I really just want to cuddle. And the thing is that I, again, I don't venture out much on the Grindr. I don't. But on the days that I do, I would live on Grindr for 2-3 hours. You know, I'm one of those people. Okay, ye window ban gaya, uske saath chat, uske saath. I'm one of those. And today, I actually, a lot of, oh, I'm getting done in college. Do you want to meet? And I'm like, yeah, sure. One, this is one conversation. And I'm like, yeah, sure. And he's like, pref. And I'm like, okay, worst
cuddle.
Stop.
That's
worst
my
stop.
Prep.
But today I just want to, like, you know, cuddle me. No, I want to have sex. I was like, okay, it's fine. Some other time. We'll park other time. So I park this guy. Then I'm chatting with someone else. And right now, can we? And I'm like, dude, I get it. Sex, if I go for, I will get 10 people ready right now. But if I just want to fucking hold someone quietly and breathe on their neck, or like, you know, that's so difficult.
But like, people don't like it because, I think 2 weekends back, there was someone I'd met on a trip recently and he was visiting Bombay. And he said, you know, I'm visiting Bombay for like 3 days. It's work. And can I come over to you? Can I take you out? And he's older guy. Around 10 years older than me. So I said, I don't want you to take me out. I'm awkward about that.
Yeah.
But come over. Like, get, you know, why don't you bring your wine? And literally, we didn't have sex. We had dinner. We chatted and then we just cuddled like naked and like that's it, and that was so good.
Yeah,
but I think what, like, people don't look for that anymore.
The reading I had today of my situation
is
was
that an
that,
age thing is that a an age bracket thing?
No, I don't think so, because again, I spoke to like 20 people.
What age?
Ranging from like 18 to 50. And I felt like everybody was just, it was the right, I guess also it's the day, right?
Maybe.
I guess today is Valentine's Day. Everybody's also feeling what I was saying earlier.
Today there needs to be a sense of completion.
For this day to make sense or this pressure that
I'm
feeling.
There has to be an orgasm.
Yeah, there has to be a this. I get it. But it was just, I literally wanted to just fucking hold someone.
Yeah, that's like, yeah.
Is that too much to fucking ask for? It's okay. I will hold a plate full of prawn biryani and surmai fry tonight.
Yeah.
Which is true love. But
I'm not doing any of that. I don't know. I think I'll go watch a movie.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I've been wanting to watch Birds of Prey.
Okay.
I'll go watch. Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
What about 1917? Is that a good Valentine's Day movie?
I've already watched it.
Okay.
But maybe I would take a Valentine to watch 1917.
Sure.
Because I would talk about Sam Mendes and how Revolutionary Road is his best film ever and blah, blah, blah. I would have gone down that path.
Okay.
I would totally take someone to watch 1917 on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what I would do on Valentine's Day?
What?
I'd make someone watch the unedited version of Lord of the Rings.
I was wondering if you're going to say Midsommar.
No.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, and I would fucking eat them inside out if they did.
Like, while... Okay.
Lord
of the Rings
is
a trilogy?
Yes. Like, I would be
12 hours, 16 hours.
And I would be so happy that, oh my God, this person, partnered with me on this beautiful journey.
Okay. I totally get it. We have finally come together on this because I, without fail, once a year, I watch all the three movies.
Oh my God.
Back to back, abhi thodi meri age ho gayi hai, so I can't do back to back.
Yeah, like bio breaks and all of that, but is allowed. I started dating, like I said, I started dating an ostensibly straight man, had sex, gave in because he watched it for me.
Oh my God.
I'm like, that. Like, I would do it. I would totally like.
Wow, I just realized Lord of the Rings has that power, because I'll tell you what, when I was in Pune,
I would make someone's night, like they wouldn't forget that night. I'd be that good.
So when Lord of the Rings was out, I thought it was a shit film. hear me out, okay? Because this is a
I have a tattoo. Anyway,
Sunna Bahan. Huh? Oh, all those who wander are not lost. Is that your tattoo?
No.
Okay.
Mine's deeper than that.
What is it?
Actually, it's the script, the Tengwar script, but it says Bohemian Rhapsody because it was my mom's favorite song.
Oh.
One of my mom's favorite songs.
Okay, sweet, sweet, sweet.
So, yeah.
I'm first of all talking in a time where, first of all, there was this rivalry, if you remember, between Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter. Yeah, because Lord of the Rings came out, Harry Potter came out. And this is also in a time where you were okay with VCD and pirated.
I was okay with pirated Hindi.
No, but pirated, you know, those horrible camera print in the theater, someone shaking, one person stands up, you can see it.
Yeah.
Like those prints. So my friend got that, and also that just around, we had it on VCD, which is no justice done, but my best friend was kind of snogging this new girlfriend he had throughout that movie, and I was getting a little, I hate this movie, I was projecting it on the movie. So then, you know what happened? I stuck to Harry Potter, and I did not give a shit about Lord of the Rings 1, 2, 3 even had come out, but then one day I remember City Pride in Pune, would on Sundays air just Lord of the Rings 3, Return of the King. So I thought one day, okay, let me give, and by now it had come out on DVD and all. So I was like, let me rent it on a Saturday. I will rent 1 and 2, I will watch it. And then Sunday morning, I will go watch part 3 in the theater. And I did that, and I was like, I am probably the most stupidest human being ever to not have loved these movies. And then I have innumerable times seen Lord. I literally cannot count it. Even
same.
Hobbit.
Same.
Bring it on.
No
partiality.
Sab
mere bacche ek saman
hai. Nahin, wo ek saman nahin hai.
Okay,
honestly.
No. I loved it. I loved Hobbit. I love Lord of the Rings. Okay, that's not a this. Wow, we really went into this. But
yeah, that
about
would be my
rings. It's about rings. So Valentine's Day.
I would totally like my Valentine's ideal Valentine's Day date would be stay home, watch Lord of the Rings nonstop, and just, you know, have finger food throughout the day.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
just finger food.
You had me
and
a finger
else.
Food. Yeah, no
and
finger.
And nothing thing. Else.
Huh.
I mean,
I am a sucker for finger food.
Yeah.
Anything. Fish sticks, bring it on.
Yeah.
Crab. Okay.
What's your favorite finger food?
I want to say chicken nuggets, but I also want to say I love what are they called? Your fish sticks? What are
yeah,
they?
Fish, like the fish, bread crumb fish sticks, fried yeah. Fish sticks.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Wait, let me remember what I used to tell a waiter.
Fish fingers.
Fish fingers.
Yes.
Fish fingers leke aana bhaiya. Yeah, fish fingers. Mere muh mein paani aa rahi hai. Main kya karun? Main itni.
I love onion rings for some reason. I love onion rings.
Oh my God. Have you ever had an onion blossom?
No. Oh! I'm going to change it. I haven't, but I've seen it.
All my friends who love onion rings. Okay. And you can make it at home. It's a deep fried thing. It's very easy. But try an onion blossom once.
I've seen it. Oh my God.
Beautiful. Yeah. It looks lovely. And just to eat it, you just keep nitpicking this onion, which has so many layers. Shout out to Shrek. And you just keep, it's lovely.
Shrek's a great Valentine's Day movie.
She
I would love to watch it on Valentine's Day.
Oh my God.
It's
no.
so cute. No, I it's don't so,
know.
So cute.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to hear Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy riffraff on
But it's so much fun. And also, it does exactly that. It deconstructs all things romance in such a smart way. I love that about
it. Sometimes again while we are, I know we've digressed into movies
about Valentine's but Day, about love,
I'm really wondering a year from now, next Feb 2021, 14th, you think we'll be with lovers? There's no way of answering
there's
that.
There's no way of answering that.
I am again very sure. The kind of, because even today, right, when I say that, I was actually, it's so fucking layered and confusing to be a gay man, trust me. Because on one level, I literally want meat in, by meat, I mean cock. I want a stuffing in my ass and my mouth. And
then you want to cuddle.
At the same time. But on another level, I don't want that today.
I
just want to cuddle. And you know what was happening today? I realized because I was aggro grindering today, aggro tindering. So much so that there are no people left in your area. Tinder said that to me in the end. There are no new people in your area. Please stop. Okay, I reached that point today. But I realized that whoever I started a conversation with, I wasn't my usual self. I literally feel I am intrinsically my reason to this whole hookup culture. Okay, sex I want right now. Okay, mil gaya, fuck buddies, all of that. I think I'm starting to rise a little above that and starting to genuinely seek something more meaningful and real. And it's starting to something, and it's not like I'm voluntarily doing this. I genuinely felt it even with my behavior today, the way I was talking to different boys, everything. I just felt like, there was your little, will you breed my whole kind of conversation. But like, there was also like a very,
that's like tame for us in any case. So like, it's okay.
Yeah. But I felt like I was on my part, at least constantly like, this person seems interesting. This bio about him. I like his curly hair. All the things. You know, I just, with everyone, I was noticing something to like instead of just, no, I don't like this person. No, this person's stupid. He said H-L-L-O instead of hello. Who says hello? Why did he not say hi? What's yo? You know, I do that a lot. And so I guess I'm trying to get at that. I'm super picky now. But I found myself not doing that today. I was literally chatting with everyone. Feeling nice about it, but I did not get any cuddles. But the night is still young. Although I'm 35, so I'm not young anymore. I love my shrink every time I talk to him. He's the only person who goes, you are just 35. You know? He's the only person who makes me feel like, dude, you need to stop talking like you're an old uncle.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, but sometimes it's like, he's the only one who suddenly makes me snap out of it that, oh fuck, I've been an old uncle a lot.
You know, I'm very fortunate that way because I see the best of both worlds because on one hand, I'm the youngest in my family. So being the youngest in my family, I've never not felt young. On the other hand, at my workplace, I'm one of the senior guys. And right from the beginning, I've been like, from the time I joined, I was one of the oldest senior guys. So it's like I see both sides of the both ends of the spectrum. And that keeps me very, very grounded and very real in this age thing. I've never been panicky about, time ticking time clock or like I'm way too young to do this. I've been very real.
Sweet.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of my life where I feel has been very easy for me to navigate. One of the few.
Once I figure out my anxiety, I am gold. I think then I'm ready to fucking, I will date. I will date and whatever I get, I think I will make. I'm telling you, I've been having such a weird anxious week. Can I tell you an anecdote from my life of what a crippling anxious person I'm becoming sometimes? Please, whoever's listening, bear with me on this. Because I told this story to 2-3 of my friends this week and they all have been in splits, okay? But I don't get it because it was such a frantic moment for me. I'm working in a new office, yeah? And I went to take a piss. And this office bathroom, the urinals are very close to each other and they don't have so I don't want to, like, I feel weird, kiska ricochet piss mera pair pe girega or something. So I go to the stall to take a piss, okay? Now I get into the stall and I look into the commode, pristine, beautiful fucking bathroom. There's just one small skid mark on inside the commode, okay? Like a shit skid mark. So me being me, okay, I whip my dick out, I start pissing, and now I'm aiming my piss directly at that skid mark, okay, to like sort of undo it.
Yeah.
But it's set in the commode, okay?
Yeah, dry ho gaya.
So being an anxious person, now I start thinking things like, wait, if I step out now and someone else goes in after me, they'll think I left the skid mark. So suddenly it becomes my responsibility to get rid of that skid mark in the commode. But I can't go out because there are two men. I can hear them talking. I can hear the housekeeping guy mopping. So now I'm waiting for 10 minutes for everybody to leave the bathroom. And the moment they left, I bolted out. And now here's the deal. I could have just bolted out because now nobody knows it was me. But that did not strike me for some odd reason. I'm opening cabinets to see where the, what are they called? Your the brush, the toilet brush is. And I took a toilet brush. I found it. I'm hunting in this new office, in someone's office. I'm hunting for the toilet brush. And then I run back into the bathroom and I latch it shut. And now again, I can hear people outside. So now I'm cleaning someone else's shit skin mark while I'm waiting for other people to leave. And dude, you get where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
This is how, this, I felt like this is what anxiety is to me sometimes. Like, how did I end up with a toilet brush in my hand? In like, and I'm waiting and this whole blotting and okay, now they've left. So now again, I can go. But it's like Mission Impossible.
I'm just anxious about people listening to my farts.
Oh, okay.
I'm like really anxious about that. Yeah. So like I'm
a sleep farter. That makes it worse.
You see,
because when I'm awake, I'm totally fine. But neend mein I'm like blah 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 blah. Like Rabdi Devi.
No. What? Oh my god.
Rabdi Devi prakat hui. Like,
no, I'm just really anxious about that. Yeah.
No, and I'm also a sneeze farter.
You know, my god, are you serious? Yes,
there are so many times I'm just about to sneeze, but I have no idea there'll be a sudden.
I think, okay, so this is crazy. Some of my best, whatever, like fuck buddies, one of my closest fuck buddies. We got close after, you know, we had sex twice. Like, he came twice in one night.
Yeah.
And then just randomly while chatting, both of us naked, he farted.
Okay.
And this is the first time we've met. Okay. Yeah, first time ever.
Yeah.
Evening out. And we just, it just broke the ice. Like, we were just like, and now I call him Fart Box. Like,
Shia, don't do that.
No, because
because I'll tell you what happened with me. I was into this boy, and by the way, this boy is a part of a twin. Okay, he has a twin brother, and they both. Okay, I think I've spoken about them on another episode. I won't out them, obviously. They're two boys. Both of them don't know their brother. The brother is gay. Okay, they both chat with me separately in separate windows, and it's so difficult for me to keep track of who have I sexted what with. Because let's say one guy sexts me one thing, another guy. Now to them, they are sending me their dick pics and their butthole pics, but to me, they are the same person, right? So it's so much pressure to sext with these two boys. Fuck that. But they're in Bangalore, and finally, one of them was coming to Bombay and we had a plan to meet, okay? And I was excited because, I've never had sex with a twin before. Yeah. Leave alone two, but just one twin. And I was so excited. And 3-4 days before he was about to come, we were WhatsApp video calling. And so basically, he's also like a little subservient. So every time I make him put shit up his ass, okay? Sometimes it's a deodorant bottle. Sometimes it's a vegetable. Mm. Sometimes it's a... So I remember he had a ripe, not ripe, a raw cucumber, like a green cucumber that he was going at it. He was like he was hammering it, like exorcist.
Yeah, yeah, got
exorcist.
It.
Okay, he's yeah. like, ah, yeah. he's fucking right. And so quick.
How started. Did this episode turn into a scatological episode?
He farted.
How did we get
he
there?
He farted and he got so embarrassed he'd not meet me.
Oh shit.
And I'm trying to tell him, listen, I it's don't care. Fine, yeah. I'm a top. People queef all the time. Yeah. Queef, right? That's yeah, the word, yeah. right? They queef all the time. You push so much air, it happens.
Yeah.
But he got so embarrassed. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so. He fucking did not meet me because of that. So it robbed me of my whatever this fantasy I'd been living with this person for years, if not months. So, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah, well, let's hope in a year, firstly, whatever we do, it should be satisfactory. But I wanna be naked with someone watching Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Three movies back to back is too much, Shunetro.
I'm
all for it. It gets a
also,
little
Also,
it'll
be Saturday, na? Next year.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Battle of Rohan.
No, that's the starting.
Lady
intro.
Galadriel. That's the tune every time Lady Galadriel
is. Lady Galadriel has like Enya voices.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, next year, I'll tell you what, I've really been overanalyzing this lately. Like, why am I now so single? And it's not like all my friends are like, why am I single? I'm not finding. They complain. But in my case, I'm like, oh my God, I'm loving being single so much that I don't know if I'll ever be in a relationship, which is scaring me.
Mm.
Because I have no need for a relationship. But I feel
isn't
the norm
that great?
Is. It is great, but I feel like it's one of those, the norm is that everybody finds love and everybody does end up with
but
someone. Again, that's why my, this is like, okay, I should at least keep trying, basically, basic trying, not like go out of my way and or whatever. So for myself, for the next 1 year, I hope, the thing is also, I feel like I see the next relationship is the one where I will bring all the growing up and maturing and all the things I've done in the last 4 years as a single person, I want to bring all of that to the table. Which I realize is one of the reasons I'm not getting into a relationship. Because I feel in my head that if I bring all of that, then that relationship can't just be 2-3 months.
Mm.
It has to be the next relationship.
But also, I mean, if you're waiting for this whole complete circle of, you know, growth to get over...
Mm.
For the relationship to start.
No.
Then that'll never
start.
It never,
because the circle never ends. It's always a work in progress. I get that bit. What I was trying to say is that I'm not going to put this, it's like, okay, I'll tell you an analogy for it. A lot of times, are you a writer?
Yeah.
Would you like to write a book someday?
I have started writing my book.
A lot of people who have writer's block don't realize that it's wrong to think that, I have to write a book. You don't have to write a book. You have to write a page.
Yeah.
And then another page. And then another page. And then a chapter. Till it becomes a book.
Yeah.
A lot of times we just don't do something
because
and we procrastinate
so
for years and months. It can never happen just because you, in your head, see, I have to write a book. I have to write a movie. You see it like that. You don't realize that every day you have to work towards writing that thing, right? I feel like that's happening to me with relationships also.
Mm.
Where I just have to do little stuff. And ho jayega to ho jayega. Mil jayega to... He's lucky, whoever finds me.
Yeah.
So that's my two bits on Valentine's Day.
Cool. So I think we've had enough of a chat about Valentine's Day.
I
think we should live our Valentine's Day.
How did
night.
I manage to talk about malai tapke, shit stain, piss? I'm so sorry.
Farting.
Queefing, farting. Wow.
Mm.
This is a fun episode for me, though. I'm so sorry, guys.
Definitely more fun than your Valentine's and, night is gonna be. I'm just kidding. Being very, very, very mean. Right
I now. Hope. I hope I get laid.
Yeah.
I will. Suck.
Yeah. I don't want to.
I will suck dick. I will suck it. I will suck it because some days it's so primal. Yeah, you know? The love for cock is like.
Yeah.
I won't say chimpanzee because it's a funny word, but I want to say something like an aggressive animal.
Gorilla.
Like I want to suck dick.
Got it.
Suck dick.
Yeah. I'm like so. Asexual today, it's not funny.
Suck dick. So we're signing off, yeah, for this week. We will, we are going to do an AMA soon.
Send us queries.
We say, we also are open to having guests. I just want to put that out there. If there's a topic you feel like you could really talk about on this show, you kind of get a sense of or the vibe of what our show is about. Please bring it because a lot of times it's just me and Shunetra talking about our queefing and farting experiences.
No, a lot of times we are not qualified enough to talk about a topic.
I'll give you an example. Maybe that's why people will message us more. But recently I put out a Q&A on Instagram. Like, what sort of topics would you... And then someone spoke about the whole sedition thing going on at the Pride Month. And I'm like, wow, are we equipped to talk about this? Because we don't know. Yeah. And we are more than happy to learn. And so if someone can come, school us, talk about something they are passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just be a little gay. Huh? LGBTQI+ mein girna chahiye. If you're a straight person, then...
maybe later.
Ram Ram.
Abhi ke liye just queers.
Okay. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM Network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcasts.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach me, just look up Farhad Karkaria on Twitter or Instagram. You'll figure out how to spell it if you love me. And
if you want to reach me, go to Instagram. I'm glitterbugged with a... GGUED. So it's not bug, it's bugged.
That's amazing. That was our Valentine's Day special episode. It wasn't special at all. We hope you found love. We hope you found it okay to be by yourself. Whatever it was, we hope you found something. We'll see you next week. Until then, bye.